Blog Talk Radio.
On deck, 5 minutes, 3 minutes, on deck, was good, chillin'.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Die For Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Die For Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down By Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Die For Radio.
Shout out to Die For Radio, the kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die For Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyrus Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Die For Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Die For Radio.
Man, fuck that.
My brain is a full sheet, never going blank. I'm too deep. Don't ever underestimate how loud the truth speaks. The black sheep waving in the air, the black heat. Making niggas running like track meets. My voice sound crazy on the snare.
That beat,
my hat beat straight to the front like black peeps. Way back riding on the bus, exactly. I take it to the time when the music was happy and hair was permed out. Nobody was nappy. Now niggas just turned out. Nobody's crafty. You know what the turf out. Ain't fucking with athletes. I'm fucking with real made. Man who deal cane. No squares in the circle. Better holler at Mills Lane. Your flow is a real shame. I kick it like Luke King. I separate the men from the immortal. The cold child with the ill profile. It's so wild when it goes down. Yeah, man. That's what the fuck I'm talking about, my nigga. Hey, man, what up? Fuck with your boy real quick, though.
I got you.
Shit,
okay, you fucking with the rhyme constructor, break loop maestro, master of the ceremony with the right tone, voice box melt over drums like provolone, only niggas sitting at the table with Coleon, Sean Stack, methamphetamine beyond crack, if I ain't on my job, then what you call that, anthropologist, digging up facts, give me 7 days, but I can resurrect rap, relax, let a pro do it, before double XL, I was showing improvement, came like a bat out of hell with my whole unit, no way around it, nigga, you gotta go through it, me and B to the R, hard to kill, Steven Seagal, I breeze through these bars like I'm breaking out the box, huh? Either quit or reinvent your style. This is dedicated to the one dimension now. It's the F. Respect.
I can play it, you know, and it's just a gift. And I just do what I feel with it. Right now, rap music is top. Rap music is number one over here. Rap music is ruling.
Mm-hmm. Die For Radio. How you doing tonight? Of course, I'm your host, Dyer Lansky. I appreciate everybody tuning in. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday. Definitely temperature out in L.A. dropped a little bit. We had a couple humid days, man. I felt like I was in Florida. Couldn't get rid of it. Couldn't shake it. But, you know, we have that El Nino out here. It comes up every once in a while. But now everybody just hanging out. Obviously, we have an exciting show. As you could well imagine, you know what I'm saying? And honestly, people being on time and punctual is great. So I'm actually going to go straight into the first caller. I believe this is our first special guest, Die For Radio 613. What's happening with you?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Sharon. Thanks for having me on the show tonight, man.
Oh, man, a privilege. I was gonna introduce you, but I figured that was you. So I said, you know what? I'm gonna let the man introduce himself since he's already on the airways. Pleasure having you on the airwaves,
man. You can
man.
Do
really
an introduction
you.
If you want.
but I really appreciate you taking the time as well, you know what I'm saying, to get some dialogue from you and be able to chop it up with you, man. So we're going to have a blast tonight.
For sure.
So, go ahead and tell these people who you are real quick for the new listeners that I have.
Yeah, so my name is Sharon. I'm a Canadian rap battler. I've been doing this for about 5 years, and I've won pretty much every competition imaginable. I've the BET Champion Hall of Fame. I won the whole tournament, and then I gained a lot of attention when they actually kicked me off the cipher when I won a spot, and then I dropped. I dropped a verse kind of like BT style, like they do on the Cypher, dissing BT for dropping me, and it got attention from everyone. The Source magazine had that up right on the front page with Eminem Rap God at the time, so it was huge. I just did a battle in the UW Battle League out in New Jersey against B-Magic and won that. And, yeah, I've just been battling. You know, if you know hip-hop, you know battle rapping, you know King of the Dot, and I've been battling with them for 5 years. So, you know, just search Sharon, Charon on YouTube, and you'll see a lot of crazy battles.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, when it comes to battle rapping, now I'm an 80s baby, grew up through the 90s, you know, still really love, I guess, what people call the golden era, you know, of hip-hop or whatnot. But when it comes to battle rapping, the art has definitely, you know, well, I had to preface this, you know, because we do have YouTube and stuff like that, and, you know, it's very accessible. I mean, that, I mean, crowd and just everything has exploded this last few years. I mean, unbelievable. And battle rap has always been popular. I mean, that's really the essence of what everything was, even with DJs back in the day and stuff like that. But, you know, with you, was battle rapping, as soon as you started, you knew that that was you, you were good at it. From day one, you just naturally had it?
Yeah, basically, like, almost like any 90s baby who battle raps, I saw 8 Mile and was, you know, totally in love with it from the start. I was just fascinated by two people on stage spontaneously over beats dissing each other, even though in the movie it's scripted. And I was like, oh, I want to do that someday. And then I started watching battles online. I saw, you know, Cassidy, Freeway, Reed Dollis, Trigga. Then, you know, found out about the modern day battle rap. There's Grind Time and King of the Dot. And I gave it a shot. I wanted to, you know, see if I was good. I got a tryout battle. And, yeah, immediately everyone in the scene, Organic and all of them, they, like, you know, took me aside and said, you know, there's some people that got it and some people that don't. You have a lot of potential, you know, just keep at it. And, yeah, I was just naturally good at freestyling. And I kind of, because it's a written era these days. All the rhymes are written in advance. So I know I was doing a lot of rebuttaling and freestyling, and over the years I kind of honed my skills in writing. And I know I stepped that up when I went against one of the best writers in battle rap, B-Magic. I battled him in the States and as a heavy underdog and managed to beat him. So, yeah, I just naturally had a talent for it, and I've just been practicing ever since.
Really dope. That's really dope. Now, you know, not to dwell too much on the 106 experience, I want to actually talk about a positive side. Now, besides that, you didn't get, you know, the spot that they promised you, which is, you know, ridiculous in itself. That's a whole different conversation. But what was the experience like, I mean, before that, before you knew that was going to happen, to go through it and really win and you know, to really do the whole process? How was that process for you? And again, I'm talking, I know it's hard to do because it was just disgusting what happened, but before you knew that was going to happen.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I had nothing but positive things to say about BET before that. And even after the whole ordeal and I dropped the diss track to them, I still really, you know, I don't hold any ill will against them. And I would come, if I was invited on a future cypher or whatnot, I would definitely go back on. It was crazy. I applied for, I think, 2 or 3 years. I was putting in applications for Freestyle Friday. And, you know, I obviously should have been on because I'm, like, an active battler in the scene, and they kind of just overlooked me. Then I got my fans to petition to get me on the show. They gave me a chance. I went up, I think it was in 2012, in around May, I went up to New York to audition for it. And when I got, there's a lineup outside, and they told us we're battling in heats of 10. And I came a little late because I'm coming from Canada, and I was at the back of the line, and everyone in the line there, they're battlers, so they're battle rap fans, and none of them were active in the scene. So they saw me there, and, you know, everyone was kind of, like, starstruck because I was an active battler. And when they heard we're in sets of 10, like, a lot of people were, like, getting away from me. They didn't want to be in my set. So I ended up, like, almost pushing my way to the front of the line out of people who just, like, did not want to be in the same heat as me. And then Jin was a judge deciding who got on the show and whatnot. And as soon as I battled Jin, like, stopped and was like, yo, this guy's going to win the whole tournament, and he's actually freestyling. And they invited me up a few months, you know, when the season started. It's when Roxy was still on. And yeah, every time, you know, they treated me well. I got in. They made sure I was in the back room, had my you know, water and snacks beforehand and everything. You know, everything was positive before. The security guards were all really nice. I got to know all them. And you know, they always let me know what times the battle, because they're not actually on Friday. They're filmed either Wednesday or Thursday. They always gave me as much time as possible to know the dates, because I was coming from out of town. And yeah, they did their business correctly up until I won. So other than that, I have nothing but positive things to say about them.
Now, again, and this will kind of be the last, you know, to go into this, but would you do, not that you did anything wrong, but, you know, you actually did something that, you know, actually made more noise than the cypher actually does. So with all said and done, would you have done anything different? I mean, are you somewhat, I mean, because it kind of gave you ammo to stand out from the cipher, honestly, the way I see it.
Yeah, I think I got more more buzz out of doing that than I probably would have on the cipher. Had I been put on the cipher, it would have just been a 16-bar verse, although I would have been probably beside a lot of famous rappers that would have helped me out, and it would have been on TV, which would have definitely got new fans. But I just think with the story behind it, the way people perceived it as I told the story, and how, you know, a lot of people are outraged that someone was cheated out of that, it actually helped me gain more of a following and an army behind pushing my product than had I would have been on the cipher. So yeah, it may have been like more of a positive positive way, the way it turned out. But no, I wouldn't have done anything different, man. I ended up winning the whole tournament, and that's what I really wanted. And, you know, I wasn't on the cipher, but I'm happy with how I handled the situation. I could have said nothing, and we would have been talking about right now about how upsetting it was, or, you know, now we're talking about how that has, you know, pretty much went viral in the hip-hop community, and every blog posted it, and it turned out to be a better look. So I'm happy how it turned out.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of times, too, you know, the way I grew up listening to music is, I say a lot on the show, you know, a lot of these artists nowadays, I don't really know who they are, you know, because they talk about a certain thing. That certain thing is not necessarily them, and every single sounds like the last person's single. But I think what you did with that is you actually gave, you know, the people a piece of you, how you really felt, you know, your personality. And that's really kind of where that golden era hip-hop come is to, you know, give the people a little piece of really who you are.
Yeah, exactly. My favorite era was the golden era as well. There's still people these days that are dope, but I just find they don't make them like they used to, if you know what I mean. And I think that's the best way of hip-hop is, you know, giving people a part of yourself in the form of hip-hop. And I was expressing how I felt through rhymes as well as adding punchlines. And I'm currently working on music right now. I'm not as strong at making music as I am with battles, but I've accomplished a lot in battles within the last 5 years, and I just started making music, so I'm pretty confident that within 4 or 5 years' time I could accomplish a lot with music as well. And I'm slowly learning you have to give a piece of yourself for people to connect with you and identify.
Yep, and that's actually going into my next question to ask, you know, what's new with you? It's 2014, about to be 2015. You know, that's a beautiful age upon us as far as the technology. So, like you said, you started doing music. As far as I would say, you've been doing music, but conceptual, you know, putting a conceptual album together and stuff like that. How has that crossover been for you?
It's been difficult. You know, a lot of battle rappers aren't able to adapt to the music scene, just like a lot of industry rappers like Joe Budden and Cannabis weren't able to successfully turn over to battle rap the way they wanted to. So I put out a mixtape last year, and it was good, but I've improved a lot since then. It was more kind of battle bars just on beats, and it was just punchlines, and every song was kind of the same. And I've been working really hard this year on an album. It's actually dropping next month in September. And it's more of a story, you know, storytelling album. There's still a few battle rap songs on there, but for a lot of it, it's kind of like in the BT cipher, was given a part of myself, and I just speak more than I am actually like spitting random punchlines. And I've been working on melodies and hooks and whatnot. So it's a slow, gradual process, but I think it will take, you know, another year or two to get to where I want to be with music in terms of making the transition from battle rap over.
Now, are you enjoying it to the caliber of the passion you had have for battle rapping? I mean, are you, like you said, you want to give it, you know, you got a good year to really, you know, get in your zone, but are you enjoying it as much as you have battle rapping?
That's a good question, and to be honest, I guess I'd have to say no at this point, because I've achieved so much in battle rap, almost as much as you can in terms of not getting an industry artist. Like, you know, Hollow and Lux and all of them are obviously on a higher platform, but I'm regarded as one of the best in battle rap right now. So it's obviously more rewarding when you're already on the level of the top people in your field. So with music, I'm not really regarded on anything yet. I'm just regarded as a battle rapper who's starting to make music. So it almost gives me more to strive for, and definitely has me hungry. But we'll see. I like touring and stuff, and I like making music just as much as I like battling. I just feel like I have to accomplish a bit more before I'm happy with what I have in with music, and I think that'll actually make me more hungry once I start seeing a bit of success. But I've already had a lot. Like I toured the country with Wu Block, Ghostface, and Sheik, Method Man, Redman, and I'm doing a show next week with Ghostface at Wakestock, who's going to be a big show in Canada. And toured with King of the Dot a few times, and that's great too, because I haven't put out any albums yet or anything, so it's awesome that people in the music industry know me from battles and are putting me on these tours and are getting me money and great exposure without even putting out an album yet.
Yep, and then I'll have to ask though, are there any producers you have your eyes on? Now, whether it could be realistic or not, but obviously you're doing your thing. So, you know, in this day and age, nobody's too far away as far as an email. Are there some producers you're really dying to work with?
Yeah, I don't know if it's something that'll happen or if it's a long stretch, but my favorite producer of all time is DJ Premier. So, I mean, if I could ever get to the caliber where I'm on a DJ Premier beat someday, that'll be an accomplishment. And he would definitely be the producer I'd like to work with the most.
Yeah, definitely. And who wouldn't want a Premier beat? Am I right?
Well, it's made some people's career. A lot of people's best songs are a Premier beat.
Yeah, and actually, Premier will be here in L.A. on Sunday with Razzcast.
Oh, sick. So are you going to that show there?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to that show. I'm definitely going. That, I mean, because that's just, you got to go see Primo. I mean, that's a given.
Yeah, I'm upset because, like, I've never seen Primo. I've never heard of him playing in Ottawa. I know he's played in Toronto, but it's like 6 hours out. And that's why for BT, I wanted to be on the site for like the most part, was you get to be in a room rocking out with Primo. So that itself is crazy. And I think he's one of the best things that ever happened to hip-hop.
Yep. I actually went to a great, great concert a few weeks ago called the Master of Ceremonies out here in L.A. at the Nokia Center. And it was Slick Rick, Rakim, EPMD, Naughty by Nature, Big Daddy Kane, Biz Markie. I know I'm missing somebody. But it was like just all the OGs, you know, really the infrastructure of what we have now. And I was telling, big shout out to Todd Davis. I said it was crazy because you go to concerts and you are really into the show and, you know, bopping your head and your hands and this and that. I was in, like, so much awe of, like, watching Big Daddy Kane and Rakim and, like, EPMD that it was like I could barely even move. Like, I just wanted to see what they were doing. Like, I didn't want to mess up the vision, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was crazy, man. And Preem is another one of those that, you know, seeing live would just be like, man, that's bucket list stuff right there.
Oh, for sure, yeah. You're going to love the show then.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm going to go into a little bit of music. You know what? I'm going to get these people familiar real quick. I'm going to play this, the BET Cypher verse, and let them people get a little familiar. Obviously, I got some more questions. We also got the Kurt Cobanger and stuff like that. But we're having a good time. You know what I'm saying? And man, it's time to enlighten these people that don't know right now. Die for radio. We do it like this. Let's go.
Me out the cipher, I'ma write it myself. No carradine, but I'm gonna die with a belt. Left me hanging as a temp, so why was I removed off it? Don't say it's cause I'm whack, they let Mook on an image of a nerd. Sense a little hatred, one fair and square. No invitation and no indication. This is what a station originally created to fight discrimination. Don't have the love that your company wants, same with Danny Bishop, up in the die.
haven't heard of us. We running the spot, James Franco, you've been living under a rock. Murdering a mic, I'm a nerd writing. Skinny Wayne, deadly like Heisenberg's racing. Battling America, scary that they're loving it. Beating all Americans, embarrassed that I'm running it. Whether you're a Democrat or very Republican, I still shut it down like the American government. Awkward and shy, but at the drop of a dime, I can transform quicker than Optimus Prime. Y'all are robbing me blind, just like Bonnie and Clyde. It pops better underground like bottles of wine. Plus I just thought of a contest for you guys. Have Soulja Boy, Gucci Man, all spitting rhymes, along with Lil Quiz, all for a prize. The winner gets to pick how all of them die. They say two brains is better than one, but two chains is better than none. Get in my car, handle Kendrick Lamar with a motherfucking laugh like a Hendrix guitar. Crazy, people gonna shout, accidentally cut off Usher's dick while stabbing Bieber in the mouth. Whoa, probably shouldn't have spit that. Think it's ludicrous and pay him to write your diss track. And Rick Ross, what you really think? Only substance that you have is in other people's drinks. Hip-hop these days lost a lot of flavor. If you like the new school, you're a Waka Flocka Flamer. Big L, big pun, those are some rappers. Wiz Chief Keef died instead of Old Dirty Bastard. And Miley Cyrus, I don't really like you. Thanks for lowering a generation's IQ. It ain't working out and it's quite true. Your ass looks so much like a chicken. Peter Griffin wants to fight you. Fuck the Molly dad, most of you popping. Don't care about the money that you blowing so often. Fuck all the swag, boasting's obnoxious. You rap about clothes, I'll be closing your coffin. Beast mode, we know, go like Pacino. So raw, star, gonna need another sequel. Clean flow, zero finito. Push my buttons and I kill more people than GTA Chico. You think the white dude from Canada sucks? Cause your target market won't find me ratchet enough. I got bitches wet through the TV screen. I guess I just took the VO to BET.
Yo, check this out. Bring the noise. I'm Chuck D, Public Enemy number one, and you are tuning in to Die For Radio. So do not leave this apparatus.
Die For Radio in the house. Man, I'm going to have to tell you, I bet that felt good to get that off your chest, homie.
Yeah, man, it felt good to get it off, and it felt good to get a positive reception from my my core group of fans and a lot of people who didn't know me to this day attribute that to how they know me, and were saying, like, I never even heard about you until you just fucked everyone up in the cipher.
Yeah, and you know what, but it's a shame sometimes, because I think we need to kind of draw away from this, but it's just the way it goes in today's society, and society for a while. But controversy does sell.
Oh,
you know,
for sure. I'm not sweating the situation.
Yeah, I mean it definitely, and we see who's doing their thing. But on to other things. You know, who were you? Some of your, off of battle rap, and just some of your top artists growing up.
Sorry, my top battle rap artists or rap artists.
I'm sorry, off of battle rap. You know, some of your top MCs growing up.
My favorite MCs growing up, obviously. Sorry?
I said it just music in general. It doesn't necessarily have to be MCs. I have a lot of artists on here that said, my first thing I listened to was a gospel record, or, you know, it might be. So I don't want to just, pin it on hip hop.
Yeah.
But growing up, what was some of your most influential music artists?
Well, I was introduced through rap from Eminem, obviously, but before that, I mean, I liked a lot of classic rock. I grew up listening to, like, Oasis, the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, and all that. But in terms of rappers, I really like, old school Eminem. My favorite of all time is Big L. I think Big L is a genius and left us too quick. Nas, I think he has some of the best albums out ever. Immortal Technique is great. R.A. the Rugged Man. I could go on listing some of the best. There's a lot of good MCs out there, but I think those few I named were, like, definitely the top ones I listened to on rotation the most.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now going into, to say, and again, I know you like you said, you're working on it in this, but what's kind of your state of mind, I guess you could say, going into actually sitting down and doing a project like you're talking about? Are there certain standards you're looking for? Are you pretty open with it because it is your first time going into it? So you're just going to kind of, you know, are you kind of letting the cards fall where they may? You know, what's your state of mind going into a project and it being your first one?
Yeah, it's another good question. So considering this was my first actual project, a lot of things went into it. First, before I even started writing, I was just looking for a bunch of beats from a bunch of different people. So I went on Twitter and whatnot and the producers I knew, and I got, you know, a bunch of beats that I thought would be beneficial to the album. And then I considered a lot of things. I wanted to think, you know, I think for the project I have, I can't remember if it's 13 or 14 songs on it, but they're all done right now. And I was writing a few songs with the intentions of doing music videos for them and writing to the visuals for it. So I was kind of writing to make the craziest music videos. I'm still working on some. I have about like 3 or 4 I wrote specifically to have insane music videos because these days visuals really help you out. I wrote some for live shows because I'm doing shows with Ghostface and Sheik Looch and a bunch of people. So I wrote a lot of hype songs and a lot of songs want to get you up and want to fight someone, and a lot of personal songs too about experiences and whatnot, and just things that happen, and sometimes just stream of consciousness writing, just anything that's on my mind. So I'm trying to give people a versatile project. It's like sometimes a Canadian artist, Snack the Ripper, who's, you know, he's big in Canada. He says he tries to make his albums as bipolar as possible. Have, you know, a crazy emotional song, then have a funny song right after. So it's not a cohesive theme of one certain thing. It's just a different parts of me, the whole album, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, originally from Ottawa, correct? I want to say that. What is the hip hop scene like out there in certain parts around there? As far as, you know, I would say the majority, what are they following or listening to? Kind of where you're based at right now.
We don't really have a huge hip hop scene, especially in Ottawa. More so in Toronto, it's definitely a lot bigger. But in terms of Canada, there's Drake, Classified, and Madchild. They're probably like the three dudes right now who are at the top of the scene in Canada. A lot of people, like, just from the general consensus of people around here, they're into the new, like, MGK, ASAP Rocky, French Montana type rap, which, you know, I respect it, and I don't mind it at all, but it's just not really my scene.
Yeah, and you know what, we've had a lot of people on the show, and we kind of talk about, you know, what, you know, new hip-hop compared to old hip-hop and the golden era, you know, all the same stuff that a lot of people talk about.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things that people bring up is balance. And it's such a good point when you talk about something like this, because if we do a specific type of hip-hop and that's what we like, you know, first off, who are we to say, hey, you know, I don't like your music, so that means it's wrong. No. You know, there's all sorts of different types of genre, even in hip-hop and rap and everything, to bring balance to everything. You know, how could you have one without the other, in other words, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I do. I like all kinds of hip-hop, even, you know, the people I listed, MGK, I think, I don't like a lot of his music, but I think Wild Boy is a huge track. It definitely has a pump-up song that I like, and he's got some other good joints, but I'm just more of a fan of lyricism, and I like people these days. I like Mac Miller, Action Bronson, Joey Badass. I think all those guys are sick, and they have their lyrics down. They know to make catchy hooks and everything. I just find a lot of these new people are this is just lazy writing. It's just it's kind of catchy in a sense, but it's not. They're not saying anything really, and they kind of find like it's inspiring a lot of. They're like the best at doing it. You know, the people are famous at making like the lazy music, but it's inspiring a lot of shitty rappers, if you know what I mean.
And rest in peace, Capital Steez. That was That was a dope one right there, too, man.
Oh, yeah, that was huge.
That Pro Prayer. I'm definitely a big fan of Joey Badass. So I'm gonna flip it. Now, I talked about the producer going into your project right now, and again, doesn't have to be something you know is going to happen or this and that, but, you get one wish, and you say, I'm going to put, one rapper on your album. Who would that rapper be? You said Primo for the beat.
Yeah, well, for my album I have right now, I have Crooked Eye on it, which was huge. I think that's probably the best song on the album is with Crooked Eye, so it was definitely an honor to have him on it. For my next project, if you're really a businessman about it, you got to pick who's going to get you the most hype and further your career. And I would have to say one of my favorite rappers and definitely a rapper to further my career would be Eminem.
Yeah. And you definitely, again, that's something further in your career. Business savvy is the correct move and everything like that. That's cool. Now, Crooked Eye, now that's an MC right there. Now, I grew up to something they had back in the day, and I know they brought it back, but originally on 92.3 The Beat out here in L.A., they had on Saturdays from 10 to 2 with Sway and Tech and DJ Revolution, the wake-up show. They used to have cyphers on there every Saturday. But, people from East Coast, people from the West Coast, Crooked Eye has been on there plenty of times. I remember in the 90s listening to him freestyle, and it was like, ooh, I'm even thinking, hey, at the time, Cannabis can't even see this dude.
Yeah.
And that's definitely, he's one of my favorites of all time, Crooked Eye. So that's definitely a good look.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the best lyricists doing it, and he's also a fan of battle rap. Him and Slaughterhouse and Eminem put together the Total Slaughter card, which had Joe Budden facing off with Hollow. So Crooked Eye is a big fan of the battle scene, and he was down to work with me, and we actually made a really hype record out of it. I'm excited for people to hear it. That was one of the more of like the battle rap songs. If I'm getting Crooked Eye on a song, like his forte is when he's just spazzing on a beat, and pretty much that's my best too. Like that's where you see me at my best. So I'm like, there's no concept on it. It's just rap.
That's what's up. Yeah, and again with him, them punchlines he's gonna throw are deadly. So you going good. You're doing a battle song with him because it. I can't wait to hear that. So big shout out to.
Hey, I rewrote my verse when I sent him with my verse on, and then he definitely, I put in a good verse too, and I know he heard that and was like, okay, when you're coming to the point of Crooked Eye, you're doing all these features with people. If they suck, you don't want to give them like a crazy verse. But he heard that and gave me like definitely a quality Crooked Eye verse. I'm like, oh shit, I need to rewrite this verse and come even. I can't like get bodied like this by Crooked Eye on a track.
Classic. That's classic. I got to give a big shout out my homie Mike Rivera out there listening to Die for the first time, chopping it up with us, Boso. He's very, very talented artist, and he's having a blast tonight. So, we having a good time. Now, I'm definitely going to get in some more music. Tell us a little about Kurt Cobanger.
Yeah, this is, like I said, when you're asked for musical influences, I listen to a lot of classic rock back in the days. We have a classic rock sample on this one. And this was one of the songs I wrote for my live shows when I first was touring with Ghostface. It was before like I even really had a mixtape out or anything, and the crowd was digging it, but I didn't have enough hype tunes and crowds that got the or songs that got the crowd jumping and having their hands up. So I'm like, okay, I need to write a song that's going to set it off with the crowd, and this is the for all my sets, this is the first song I dropped to set the energy. So it's definitely a real hype song, especially live.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to go into that right now. We're having a good time. And I'm going to have to tell you, man, I'm excited about this album because to me, like, I, little history, I grew up freestyling my whole life. That's what I did. I never wrote anything down. I, battled people all over L.A., did my thing. I used to hate going in the studio. It was crazy because if I didn't have headphones on, I'm good. As soon as I went in the booth and put headphones on, it's like I forgot how to rap. I mean, literally.
Same problem with me.
And we're talking, teenager, but even a little bit once I got a little more studio etiquette, a little more studio hours, it was still tough. And I found myself listening to my voice instead of really rapping or doing this instead of really rapping. And it took me a long time. So I love hearing that the progression, if you feel me. I love hearing you go from one thing and try and succeed at another. Because for a lot of people that don't know, it's not easy to just be a battle rapper and go conceptualize an album and throw it together for the masses to love. You know,
and the other way around, it's not easy to be a studio rapper and step into a battle either.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, you know, the thing with battle rapping that's tight is, man, the people know what you're saying right then and there. Like when you're rapping, it's like, because you're battling. A lot of times with albums, you don't really hear their whole final thought until the end of the song, because you had to listen to that whole song to really feel what he's talking about, because he was telling a story or he was doing this or whatever it might be, he or she, my bad. But so, you know, it's a tough transition, both. Yeah, it definitely is. But let's go on this Kurt Cobain or Die For Radio, where hip-hop lives, y'all. Let's go.
Limited edition, you're a stick at its half price. When the catch is sipping, you'll be tripping like black ice. Fat twice, call me bipolar, cause I'm mad nice. Now I got the crown. Lately I've been hazardous, better cool it down. Claim you ain't a fan of this, making it from nothing. Bow to your highness. Way the king's buzzing, you would swear I'm getting grinding. Drink hard up in the cheap bar. You could be sober, I'ma be the SOB up in the ER. Whoa, you needed some dough. Call me Seth MacFarlane, cause I'm stealing the show, let's go.
Jump, get up, jump, get up, jump, get up.
Kurt Cobain.
Jump, get up, jump, get up, jump, get up.
Kurt Cobain.
Danger, talk about your swagger. Probably keep it dirty like the 36 chambers. Known to get it poppin', talk about it later. It's a no-brainer, Kurt Cobainer.
Ever since the jump, I've been someone that is different. Everyone's a judge, everybody is a critic. He can never fit in, something about his image. Born to stand, don't give a fuck if I fit in. A man on a mission, I rock with ambition. So add up the facts like a mathematician. The crack that I'm spitting, surpassing addiction. You searching for substance, I have your prescription. Danger, got a lot of anger. Stayed in Nirvana with a Kurt Cobain. Gone for a minute, then I'll see you later. Felt the blue like Beyonce in labor.
Jump, get up, jump, get up, jump, get up.
This is Kurt Cobain.
Jump, get up, jump, get up, jump, get up.
Kurt Cobain.
Danger, talk about your swagger. Probably keep it dirty like the 36 chambers. Known to get it poppin', talk about it later. It's a no-brainer, Kurt Cobainer.
Yo, check it out, this is Lord Jamar, Brand Nubian. Known Associates is in effect right now. You're checking out Die For Radio with my man Dialansky. That's how we do it. Peace to the gods and earths. One.
Die For Radio. Now, that's a banger right there. That's a banger. Definitely appropriate title. I could definitely feel that. I like to see that live for sure. You know, and that's the thing, too. I still love live music. You had mentioned Led Zeppelin, and that's one of my favorite music of all time. I mean, of all time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I love, I've never really been to an actual classic rock concert, but looking at the footage, as much as I love rap, say, you know, I would say rap's my favorite genre, but rappers, they can't put on a show like a rock band can, and that's a proven fact, just with the drums, guitar, and even I find the energy of the vocalists and whatnot. It just seems like rock bands always put on the best type of live shows.
Absolutely do, absolutely do. So, you know, saying that, as far as live shows, like one of the big ones I liked, classic rock wise, it's shocking. Sometimes you go to these shows, and back in the day we had a security group that used to run all the security at the concerts out here, and they were called Staff Pro. And one of my good friends was a manager, so we used to always, you know, go to shows for free and this and that. And it was such luck of the draw, like you'd go to like Pearl Jam or something like that. And I would expect Pearl Jam to be a pretty rocking show. And I was bored out of my mind, dude. Like, I was literally bored out of my mind. Then you go, like, I went to a Police concert, you know, with Sting, and I was mesmerized. Yeah. You know, and not that I didn't like the Police, but it was like, okay, you know, this should be cool and this and that. And then it was just, it was crazy, man. Live music and the vibrations and everything is, you know, it is what it is. But The Roots, I always, you know, seeing The Roots rap and have the live music in the background, that definitely stands out for me for sure.
Yeah, I'm happy to see them get some shine right now on Jimmy Fallon. They're on there every night with him, and they're definitely one of the best to ever do it. The best, I've been to a lot of rap shows, and the best I've bar none is Method Man and Redman show. It's the energy they put in. I haven't seen any rapper even come close to that.
Yep, it's definitely. I was thrilled to see him on something like that because The Roots have been around a long time doing music. I mean, Black Thought and them have put in their work and got their stripes to be able to do what they do, and I believe that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, they're amazing, and you know, it's funny how some people, I've even seen people saying, oh, like The Roots sold out, they're on like a comedy show now. It's like they're on mainstream TV and they're making good money doing that too. It's just funny how I find like rap fans just think any sort of mainstream success and you've sold out.
Yeah, absolutely. So, man, I've had a blast chopping it up with you. I mean, really cannot wait to hear the album. Before I let you go, you know, anything I forgot to mention or question I didn't address or anything, any last words you want to tell the people that I may have forgot?
No, I think you did a great job and gave a lot of the questions I think people wanted to hear. I just want to say thanks for having me on, and thanks to anyone who tuned in and listened. If you haven't heard of me before and are interested in checking out my music or my battles, just you can find me out on Twitter, Charron, CharronKotd, which stands for King of the Dot, and if you search just Charron on YouTube, you find all my battles. So I don't have too much, I have, you know, a bit of music online, but I got battles for days online, so I'm going to look, you know, I'm slowing a bit down on the battles. I'm trying to get more music out there for the fans. So, yeah, just thanks to anyone who's ever supported me and anyone who's listening and is thinking about doing it. Like, I'm not going to let you down. I'm a hard worker and definitely looking forward to gaining a few new fans off this.
Absolutely. And before I let you go, because I do kind of keep a script a little bit of kind of like the wake-up show, could I get a Charron Die 4 radio drop from you so I could chop it up and play it on the shows?
Yeah, absolutely. Want me to do that right now or like in a separate room or what?
No. Go ahead right now because I end up chopping it up in Pro Tools and stuff anyway, so we all good.
Okay, cool. You're listening to Charron from King of the Dot, and you are listening to Die 4 Radio right now. Battle rap respects it, and it respects battle rap.
That's what's up, man. We really salute you. Please keep us involved in what you're doing, whether, you know, for myself, I'm going to you know, make sure you get the replay link to this, and you know, we'll definitely pump it out there or through Todd Davis. Man, when you make it to LA, be sure to get a hold of us because we'll go support whatever you're doing, and let's just keep you know, keep the music out there, man. And definitely, we, like I said, we're excited to hear the album, man. I'm intrigued.
For sure, thanks a lot, and I'll you know, I have your contact info, so I'll link you guys when the album's out, and maybe we'll schedule an interview after that, kind of like a recap review of it or whatnot.
Sounds like a plan to me, man. That's without a doubt.
No doubt. All right, well, thank you for everything, man.
No problem. We'll see you soon. Obviously, we got it in like that. Charron, he'll kill you on the battle raps. We're looking forward to the new album. And Ottawa stand up, hip-hop stand up. You know what, and since we're talking about The Wu, I got to go into this new track, Raekwon Killer Priest, Wu Locks, by Die 4 Radio. Let's go.
G. He in the wheelchair, moving like a savior. His arms is crossed, he had 100 power moves in Arabia. Glassware chemist, cocaine, riding with vengeance. Cribbed elevator, 13 Benzes, 7 snipers, 64 rifles, a mic booth. He talk to his workers through thick glass eye troops. Let's roll, it's the Lex Rugolo. Give him the globe, take his 19th shot and go. In the gold mulliner, him and his brother don't fuck with us. Shot him late to crib, his ass is all dusted up. Goofy niggas get slapped perfectly. Bring all your goons, I got 2 lurches of Merc, your best man. Styrofoam nozzles, drug boys come with them hollows. We bullocks, warlord models. New York, the home of the brave, yo. Get your face caved and you sell out, y'all niggas is slaves.
Hey yo, big city corruption. High life, train hikes, plane flights, forged day, war games and gunfights. Bad company, city streets are living comfortably. Big dreams, live it up, so them boys come for me. Big city corruption, high life, train hikes, plane flights, forged day, war games and gunfight. Bad company, city streets living comfortably. Big dreams, live it up, so them boys come for me.
Got goons ready to ride, ready to die. And not for an eye, they kill, yo, they will comply. Sports fly like the 4th of July. Bullets fly, but his fortress is fortified, he will survive. Yeah, he got that. Through this conflict and combat, mercenary assassins celebrating contracts. Blackwater, the body count is enormous. Remorseless, eliminate all informants. Engage in war, get down the door, hit the floor. Warlords, like Africa's torn rebel forces. Spark revolutions with shootings, what they doing? And they moving as a unit through these dark days. Sparks blazing, it's bloodshed. Blood red sunset, the world's left upset. When you shot, you're not thinking that you high. Moolah, new ammunition, new shot.
Hey, yo, big city corruption, high life, train hikes, plane flights, forged day, war games and gunfights. Bad company, city streets are living comfortably. Big dreams, live it up, so them boys come for me. Big city corruption, high life, train hikes, plane flights, forged day, war games and gunfight. Bad company, city streets living comfortably. Big dreams, live it up, so them boys come for me.
Hey, yo, big dreams, live them up. Rope chains and leather gloves. Rock wilders wilding off the dope fiends and powder drugs. Misogynists got them topless and chopping bricks. 2 watches chilling with choppers and clips chock full of hollow tips. Lock the city down, crack communists. Black conglomerate moving through this metropolis. Rock a gold obelisk with diamond crusted hieroglyphs. Bring the shooters through, call that third world politics. Ruthless guerrilla warfare in the suit, standing like a supervillain on the roof with a Luger and the bad German bitch holding the loot. She a killer with a mask and an ass to match a murderous pursuit. And I never ever have to ever dust off the metal, cause my lust won't let it settle. Swinging power like a brute street overlord, birth from out the bowels of the ghetto, screaming loud from a pedestal to thousands of troops.
Hey yo, big city corruption, high life, train hikes, plane flights, forged day, war games and gunfights. Bad company, city streets are living comfortably. Big dreams, live it up, so them boys come for me. Big city corruption, high life, train hikes, plane flights, forged day, war games and gunfights. Bad company, city streets living comfortably. Big dreams, live it up, so them boys come for me.
Took cowardice steps, I move honorably, gained a lot of respect. Saw poverty but wouldn't trade God for success. In fact, maybe I'm too advanced for crack babies. My impact is similar to Basquiat paintings. Visually fascinated, reality rap, not the fabricated. What have you anxious to sell weight but fed the patient? Like architects building cases. The foundation is information I give in my lyrics ain't easily assimilated. My pen is crazy. I went from living on the edge to the realm of greatness. Was willed into existence. This is continuation of skill revealed in music. We originated in places full of nap-tier melanated descendants of slaves who fed ways to elevate it.
Gray's anatomy amazed with duality. I inhaled and propelled through polarities. Rap reality, trapper, actor, athlete. Choose carefully, use vernacular accurately. None after me, number 4 is factually. I'm the core conquistador of the faculty. Bastard seed, black fatigue. Prestigious since elites from the Masters League. Massive weed, placed on a mantle with the Jack Daniels. Ruger strapped with the wooden shellac handle. Tap the sample, approved, cop and bounce. Never announced financial losers, stop the count. Lost but found was both in the same breath. The souls remained fresh, every dose came correct. The game was spec, hoodie on for the gone. So fuck the fake cop that shot little Trayvon.
I rap my city hard, I live for it. I'm like a shotgun blast when
when I'm recording. I bring down the house like Steve Martin. You can smell weed when your boy pre-boarding. Call me Delta, you can earn air miles. Tracks like dirty laundry, I air it out. Red man like a movie, I'm paramount. That's why they imitating me, like Red Out. Boy, in the club I get butted. Yellow House General, nigga don't butt in. Circle around the block, tell them I'm coming. It's no VIP, I'm in life, bruh, man. But I kick back and roll perp up, yes. And write an ill flow when the surf's up, yes. I stay grinding when the surf's up. Hip hop my bitch, watch how I work up.
Short nights make the days longer. Problems start to weigh on you. Gotta pray when they pray on you. Feel kinda funny when the 4 pound stays on you. You think it's much better to hustle for European luxury, American muscle. It's bricks or bread in a duffel or two long guns. Beware the letter to touch you. Thinking is it better to crush you or just walk away? Looking at your neck, put the hawk away. The pain to remain, the rain to wash the chalk away. My problems way well walk away. Swimming in the waters with the great white. On the highway, but you don't see my brake light. 7 days in a week, I'm on the 8th night. On the dark side, but I ain't bring a safe light.
Yo, this is the Mechadon CEO Smooth, and you're on Die For a Radio, baby. Holla at me.
What's up, y'all? This is the RAS-KASS, saying that from the West, taking it to your fucking chest like breath, and you are now tuned into Die For a Radio. You know what it is. Right now, this is A-Plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soldier Mischief crew. From now till infinity, we on Die For a Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-Plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Die For a Radio. Much love.
This is your boy, Pimpsite, MJ, MJG, you hear me? Die For a Radio.
Check it out, y'all. It's your boy, Payne, putting it down for the world-famous M.O.P.
Wow.
One time.
Mic check one, two. Check this out, man. Recognize the voice, this is them boys. Second Steel, Smith & Wesson. You're listening to the number one station, Die For a Radio.
Check it, this is your man, the original Dirty Rotten Scoundrel, J with the Damager, and you rocking right now, Die For a Radio. You know what it is.
I move defies the laws of physics. I travel through dimensions, writing rhymes with the mystics. I reread the fabric of time to be specific. Maneuver through the universe, young, black, and gifted. Divine designs with the tachyon particles. Live from the trenches of Brooklyn, it's the original. Chemistry unaltered by synthetic chemicals. Blessed with the power of God, delete your physical. Difficult time, only further strengthen the spiritual. Head is crystal clear, I fear no individual. No first in every line that I rhyme, I'm immersed. The soul of soldier. From the birth to the earth, study the verse. My work so superb, it's a curse. My mind extremely sharp when I think my head hurts. If I keep killing the flow, I'm afraid of the burst and the force to generate to destroy the universe. Help me explore the galaxy, time moving things with my rhymes, mental telepathy, chemicals combined with beats, advanced alchemy, math and science, master microphone wizardry, you're ahead of my time, futuristic technology, God in the physical form, anthropology, raw bloodline, divine genealogy, the world in the time before time, cosmogony, atomic energy flow, heterodoxy, most philosophy is hypocrisy, in the depth of the cosmos, I'm totally free, good thing I'm mostly water, cause life is a tree, here's a scoop, even in a lot of the truth, forget the roots, you know what it is by the fruits, I speak proof, the beast rock biochemical suits, I'm afraid the heat I generate and melt the boot. perish, but my spirit is colossal. 2,000 years, what I write will be the gospel. I sent you the life like O2 through your nostrils. Riding lightning bolts, trading tales with apostles, saying do things that's deemed impossible. Master my realm, so in fact it's logical. Camel through the eye of the needle, improbable. Cease for your ears and the flavor delectable. Orgasmic voice, but it's far beyond sexual. Borderline mystical, baffled or intellectual. Dissect your signs to the last molecule. So electric, my brainwave is measured in joules. The flow, intoxicating like a gallon of booze. Universal, law and order, reinstate the rules. Faith is what you make it, be wise when you choose. This rhyme, a landmine, blow you out your shoes. Solo flip. Because the sun don't freeze.
We think you're crazy to make us write an essay telling you who we think we are. And you see us as you want to see us. In the simplest terms, with the most convenient definitions. But what we found out is that each one of us is a brain, and an athlete,
and a basket case, a princess,
and a criminal. Does that answer your question?
Apathy, honky tonk. You say you on your grind like that's something special. That's what you're supposed to be doing, motherfucker. We rap. It's not like we build houses or do rocket science. Y'all need to get over yourselves, for real. I'm body bagging everything in sight. The sight of a mass murderer. White dude ripping mics, rare as a black surfer. Absurdly do a surgical procedure on speakers. Till the EMCs are pulling off these MC sneakers. I ain't grow up like Leave It to Beaver or Mike Seaver. I'm from where the white trash invented the white Peter. Hallelujah. Born in the sewer like Michelangelo, Donatello, and Splinter. And sent to Earth with the antidote. To wipe out whack, they strike out fast. It's Cobra Fangs, blow your brains, no remains, just ashes. These days people get amazed by the mental, cause I'm secretive as rituals of Masonic temples. I don't care if they from suburbs or raised in the ghetto. They grab their pad and their pencil and start tracing my stencil. Why you praying to God to get a taste of the devil? How you trying to be real when you made by Geppetto? You little marionette, when you're carrying sex, I'll incinerate your flesh and bury the rest. I'm East Coast to get any stage they put me on. Came out the womb with Tim's in a hoodie on. East Coast rapist. Born the way you was formed, make you wish you were sustained on the page of a pawn. I don't take the bull by the horns, I rip the horns from his cranium. I'm nuclear, you're a chest full of uranium. Radioactive, my radio's massive. Like I'm radio, I hand keep the police passive. Cause nobody wanted them hotter than Firefield. Karate chop cop cars and punch through riot shields. I'm the bionic man, I'm Lee Majors. Selling crack in the 80s with three pages. I'm the East Coast beat killer and rapist. Police catches identify our faces. I murdered the mic in about 48 states. What I do to mixtapes will catch me a rape case. Too many faggots getting money, get your paper straight. Y'all are gay as a dude using a shake weight. Y'all a snake bait, rats in the blower's paint. Saying you killing shit, motherfucker, you know you ain't. I go in the paint, the defense scatters, the backboard shatters. The same exact shit I do to rap. East Coast rapist.
It ain't hard to tell I'm an East Coast overdoser.
Die for radio, Die Lansky. What's happening? A cool little mix we have right there. I got the VIP line blowing up. I'm gonna go to 951 real quick. 951, I believe this is my homie and his birthday. Die for radio. What's happening?
What up, dog? Mr. Mooney, SDK194, representing out here in the Belltown. You know how we do.
That's what's up. Happy birthday to you, my brother. I appreciate you chiming in real quick so we could, you know, publicly wish you a happy birthday.
Hell yeah. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, man. I'm watching these fucking Dodgers win the Angels right now. Trying to beat that ass.
Freeway series. I saw a joke earlier, too. Someone said on Facebook or his Twitter or something like that, and they were like, oh, look, the Angels are finally playing at home. Oh, wait a minute. No, they are Orange County. No, wait a minute. They're the L.A. Angels.
Yeah.
Like, it was this whole thing, like, arguing with himself about where the fuck the Angels were. So, either way,
I know.
Go
I'm
Dodgers.
I'm going to be there tomorrow. I'm going to be there tomorrow, man, and let's see how the bandwagon fans come out and, you know, try to front, like, you know, they're always there all year long and shit, but it'll be funny. It'll be cool. It's going to be good.
That's what's up.
Know?
That's what's up. Now, before, because I know you're a busy man, it's your birthday. I know you got a beautiful lady by your side right now, but I got to give a shout-out, and I know you probably want to say something, too, you know, to the homie Acre, you know what I'm saying, that unfortunately just passed.
Yeah, rest in peace, the homie Acre, A2K, man. Hey, dog, you know, that shit. That's a talented cat right there, man, that passed away, and, you know, we're all fond of the homie, and, man, what a talented cat, man. That sucks. It's really, you know, it's pretty hard,
crazy,
man, to meet somebody like that that all of us are fond of, you know, and got nothing but good things to say about the cat, you know.
And if the, for those that don't know, Die 4 premiere issue, Die 4 magazine, drops on the 15th, and there was a whole page attributed to Acre and what he did for Riverside as far as graffiti and hip-hop and everything that he's done. And
he's
so,
a legend, man. He was a legend, dog, definitely out here, you know?
Yep,
definitely was a trendsetter along with his brother Menace, you know? Yeah, they were some influential cats out this way, man, you know, bringing the hip-hop movement and, you know, with the art movement and, you know, everything that goes along with it, you know, and it's just unfortunate, man. You don't expect a homie like that, you know, so young in his life to, you know, to pass away like that. It's kind of crazy news to hear, you know, to everybody.
Yeah, it really did. And you know what, you know, and to take it back in the day, A2K were trendsetters. I mean, you're talking about, you know, some crews that really established Riverside. Now, I know Riverside's completely changed now, but, you know, back in the day, this was pretty influential parts of Riverside. You know what I'm saying? These are pretty influential times in Riverside. So, you know, definitely shout out to the OG. Shout out to Menace, obviously.
92, 93, 94, you know, I mean, the way they were putting out skills on the streets, you know, I mean, they were, man. They were setting the tone for people to step up their game in the graffiti game, you know.
Absolutely.
It was cool, man. It was cool to see, man. Cool to see it unfold and be a part of it, you know.
Oh, absolutely. So to go on to other things real quick.
You know how we do on that Forsters. You know how we roll.
Exactly. So when we can hear Looney on the Die 4 track, when is that going to come?
Damn, dog. As soon as you want to get together and make it happen, dude. We can make it happen, man. I definitely want to get out there and fuck with you on that, you know.
Yep, absolutely.
We got some stuff to put together.
Yeah, my dude's got bars. He's been had bars. He's been, you know, through a couple groups. Definitely shines to this day. So, you know, big shout out to my to my birthday homie. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, man.
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate you calling
this year,
in,
man. I'm 25, dog.
you know?
Yeah, I'm 36, but I'm feeling 25.
Absolutely. I'm gonna get him in Die 4 Radio very soon. Have a good night, homie. I appreciate you checking in with us.
Hey, thank you, brother. I appreciate it, man. I'll see you soon, all right? All the homies, stay up, man. I'll see you all cast soon, man. 194, stay up.
Let's do it.
All right, kid.
Looney in the house. You already know how it goes down. I got my Jodian fam in the house as well. Jodians.
Man, what's going down, fam? You already know we're in 2012 Studios right now, live in the building, checking out the broadcast, bro. I got my nigga Irie 2012 with me, man. This the co-founder of the Drodian movement, you feel me? So it's a reunion of sorts right now. So you already know, man, and we got to check in with the Die 4 fam. We're waiting for that Die 4 magazine to drop. 8/15, man, 2014. Y'all go pick that up.
Hey, man, I can't wait. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about where it's going to take us. I'm excited about, you know, I'm just excited about music in general, man, and what we were talking about, my homie that just called on his birthday, that's my homie Looney from SDK, you know what I'm saying, from my OG family crew in Riverside, and, you know, a big part of our lives with graffiti, and that's why on the Die 4 Mag, I'm bringing back the graffiti page, so all the listeners out there, you got any pieces, make sure you have a good HD scan, if not a good HD picture of wherever it's on a wall, send them in, they'll make the mag, trust me. And I'm bringing back that, you know, that real shit. Graffiti, you know, influenced my life, you know, tremendously. So I'm definitely going to get back to that without a doubt.
Most def, man. And we looking forward to, you know, that premiere issue. Shout out to the SDK fam, man, still down. You know what I'm saying? Y'all cats, man, very, very, very talented cats, man, out there doing y'all thing, man, on the graffiti shit. And y'all fuck with a cat by the name of Dire Lansky. That I fuck with, so that means a lot. So y'all fam too. It is.
You know what, and sometimes the way it really boils down to it, man, is it's like, you know, type of last of the two type of shit, motherfuckers.
Yeah. This is what you would call a stolen legacy. This music is our destiny.
My manuscript, monumental.
Yeah.
Dirty air be on the hip, how to stay in the rental. Running the streets like a fresh the kennel. Surrounded by sergeant, lieutenants, and I'm a general. Salute and move wisely. Serenading for the money like an Ozzy. They hate on me and despise me. But I'm cooler than I'm chilling, like icy. Why it costs so much to live so pricey? Open up your eyes and you just might see. I'm in a sweatshop like I work for Nike. 23 in the streets, hard of a Viking. Spark it up and keep striking. Season it up till you like it. Crown on my head and demeanor of a king. Heavyweight haymaker swing, sticking in like a bee sting.
You don't like me, I don't like you. I'm unpredictable, ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu, last of the truth.
Paranoid cause the voices
won't stop.
Who said Joe, the kids ain't hip-hop?
Yeah,
I got him in the scope, turn the stone to a tater tot. All I need is one shot, for the body boy blood clot.
Yeah.
Cultivate and I sell my own crop. I'm a hustler like my pops, street journalist, music analyst, lyrical pharmacist. Play with the keys like an organist, mental telepathic psychologist. Plotting like a terrorist, see I'm a specialist. Call me MD, with the infantry. Take a ride with me on the side of the sea. I'm leading the cavalry, against the enemy. Flash full of Hennessy, I'm a visionary. So the future I foresee, success is up to
me. I don't like you, I'm unpredictable. Ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu, last of the truth.
So I come equipped, can't give a fuck what they say, yeah, I know this shit. Same shit, different toilet with the manuscript. I run up on these games, kill these lanes in the 7-6. Just sneaking like Rothstein, they claim the reigns, games change, let's meet it in Frostine. Time to show them what the meaning of boss be. Miseducation, so I'm killing them softly. And I'm beyond my rap shit to the death of me, like I speak exclusive from caskets. My main word's grasping, and the point just managed to keep the advantage. Over haters, I damage, I fall. And I'm about to do it, that's what happens to the best. Your history already proves it. I'm the JFK shot of me, my mind on the block. I guess, what will you do? You fools are meant to get popped.
I don't like you, I'm unpredictable, ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu, last of the truth.
Check it out, yo. This is the Glock Cocker, the Block, the Block Locker. Smoother, Hustler, Brooklyn, Brownsville, Sex, Money, and Guns. Nick, you heard them. And I'm rocking with my dog, Dial Lance. Dig, Dial 4 Radio. You know what time it is, man. Turn this up, man. Y'all know what it is.
Yo, this is Mr. Long of Black Sheep of the White Crows. For all y'all cats that die for hip-hop, turn on Dial 4 Radio. Get into the real hip-hop, all right? Peace.
Hey, what's going on? It's your friendly neighborhood superhero, Jean Grey, and you are listening to Die 4 Radio.
Hey, yo, this Rush be Jerks. You already know what crime it is. Die 4 Radio. Tune in or get tuned out.
1212, you already know what it is. This your man, S-K-Y-Z-O-O. Skyzoo, live out the borough. You're now tuned in, logged on, listening to the one and only Die 4 Radio. Let's get to it, baby.
Yo.
You already know what it is, man. It's your boy DeFarrod, West Coast Kings, Liquid Aficionado. You know what I mean? West up always. West really, West good. Yes, sir.
What's up with it, man? It's the MAC, y'all. Mr. MAC Maul. Mac Maul on Die For Radio. This is what it is.
Yeah, I'm just stacking like an architect. Complete the structure, battle mode, I guess who won it next? Or won it best, flex the test upon us, mic aggress. I counter strike and leave these dudes a bit eternal rest. A sniper's breath, lead the moment to the unknown. And parts well charted, I'm categorized in my home zone. Blow smoke to the ozone and keep my head high. Controversy stays behind me, the haters love to reply. Let the needle touch the record, here comes the addiction. Music is more my religion, escape this cage that I lived in. Now I roam the world gifted, rhythmatically lifted. My own plane, I drifted, I think your rappers done missed it. So catch the papers on me, knowledge is an effective key to think that motivates more than dollars, but they rarely see. As for me, an MC, I'll say it twice. I'm an MC for life, it's Dire Lance, yeah, that's right.
You want the power, niggas. You find the loudest niggas. These rubber showers, niggas. You want the money, niggas. Ain't nothing funny, niggas. Stay away from Bobby, niggas. You want the power, niggas. These rubber showers, niggas. You find the loudest niggas. You want the money, niggas. Stay away from Bobby, niggas. Ain't nothing funny, niggas.
Yeah, I got previews on iTunes, got downloads on YouTube. This backward ass game have a real newsworm, girl shoes. I can't call the homies, so I move in a projected way. Make my own destiny, but learn from those who paved the way. That's the way it was taught to be, so I spread the truth. See, karma is a motherfucker, I'm sitting here as living proof. As a youth, karma collected it in the booth. See, I'm a savage wild animal that's looking for a damn excuse to let loose on these bastards. The light camera's just action, see, their response is just blasting. Typical reaction, the rapper's just asking. Not a pinch of this passion, see, lyrically I'm slapping. But the next week, like what's happening? These throwing storms on thunder, lightning strike from abundance. The ground, this boom bap sound to cut you like some lumber. I sometimes wonder when this world's gonna call my number. But think again, music's within my soul will never slumber.
You want the power, niggas. You find the loudest niggas. These rubber showers, niggas. You want the money, niggas. Ain't nothing funny, niggas. Stay away from Bobby, niggas. You want the power, niggas. These rubber showers, niggas. You find the loudest niggas. You want the money, niggas. Stay away from Bobby, niggas. Ain't nothing funny, niggas.
Die For Radio, in the place to be. You already know how it goes down. We wait for our next guest to come in, L.A. to L.A. You already know they're part of the Movement Radio, which I had a blast over at their radio station, man. They just dropped a little album today, and definitely they're excited about it. They're going to be joining us in just a little bit. Man, other than that, you know, this is just a beautiful, beautiful night. I mean, hip-hop in the house, I had a blast with Sharone, and I'm, you know, I don't want to reflect on it too much because I know he was excited about his album and everything like that, but I got to say, you know, like, the dude deserved to be on that cypher, don't get me wrong, but I did bring it up in the interview. It was like, yo, you know, he may have got more notoriety from not being on there. You know what I'm saying? For him getting kind of dissed on that and then going back and doing the song. I'm going to ask Sneak Rothstein real quick what he feels about that situation. Sneak, you feel he actually probably got more...
What up, fam?
Do you feel that Sharone probably got more exposure by actually getting, like, dissed like that and then doing a reply for the cypher?
Of course, I would say he got more exposure. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, being exposed to the national audience in the form of television... of course you got exposure because that puts you in a situation that you were not in or privileged to being on the underground level, being in the streets, being coming out the trunk like some folks still do. You know what I'm saying? So that helped them. You want that type of publicity because at the end of the day, you know what you're capable of. You know what you can do. So other motherfuckers' opinions don't matter. Other motherfuckers hating on you and dissing you don't matter. That just gives you more promotion and shine, big bro.
Now, I mean, okay, he a white dude, he from Canada, doesn't have a maybe a huge following at the time. See, they told him that it was more for he just didn't have the following like they, you know, they wanted basically somebody to have, because they'd be on the BET Cypher, you know. And but, you know, they're going to come up with anything. I mean,
right,
with all the garbage out there, I would rather have a battle rapper up there rapping.
Exactly.
I know at least he's going to come with some shit.
Exactly. You know, and speaking of that, shout out to my man Aspect One, man, fucking with that KOTD. They trying to get that Daylight Eminem fucking battle going on. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I mean that's dope. If it's played, see these battles, like not the battle rapping, you know, like genre that they have right now. You know, it's different to me now. It's like some of these big battles, I don't know, like it's like celebrity boxing matches or something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like some of these big name, like it's almost like I can't take it seriously. Now, if it's done right, you know, it's like putting Mike Tyson back in the ring. You know, if battles
right.
with like these really famous people are done right, you know, projected right, promoted right, and then, you know, ran right, they'd be dope. Like, I still get that wake-up show feel.
Yeah.
You feel me?
That's
so
what
like,
the show is. This show is
yeah,
the
yeah, but
show.
I mean,
it's
as long as it's done right, that's all I care about. It's dope as long
yep.
as it's going to be done right.
I agree.
I guess we'll see. Only time will tell.
Only time will tell, man. Real talk. We still waiting on that Dire Lansky solo album, by the way. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm here in
Anaheim. You guys heard just a little snippet off of it right now. I just dropped that in there, just, you know, a little something.
Well, you got to bang that again for Lil Sniper, Lil Cricket, and, you know what I'm saying? Lil Man, you know what I'm saying? They need to hear that again out here in Anaheim right here. You know what I'm saying? For Brookhurst. You know what I'm saying? I can't give you the exact location, but we out here in Anaheim right now. You know what I mean? So, OC, yeah. OC in the Batcave, man. Fucking with it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I mean, you know, the thing. Actually, you bringing that up, the Dire Lansky album. So I liked how Sharon was really, you know, truthful about like, look, I still don't really have it. You know, I'm trying to get in the studio and do a conceptual album. It's tough.
It is.
You know, he's like, it's not. You know, it's not exactly. You know, battle rapping. You actually got to go in there and try to establish what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And look, we was just talking to Cormega. You know, a conceptual album isn't the easiest to do. You know, life happens to where you're fucking with all sorts of different things in your life that maybe you want the album to go a certain direction, but it doesn't. It goes, you know, whatever you're feeling that day or whatever that week or, you know what I'm saying?
That's
and and so, you know, maybe you don't go in the studio and get it like you want to. So, you know,
yep.
good luck to him. I'm actually excited. He said he got Crooked Eye on the album. That's one of the dope features he got on there. So I'm excited to hear the album.
That's going to be dope. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely excited to hear it too because, you know, you made me do the knowledge, man. That's one thing about Die For Radio. Every time I tune in, it's always something new. You know what I'm saying? It's always some thought-provoking shit. You know what I'm saying? And knowledge, you know what I'm saying? You informing people, you keeping people up on what the fuck is going on. So if cats ain't tuning in, they need to get tuned out, man. You better pay attention and listen to what the fuck is going on, man, because it's lessons to be learned right here on this motherfucking station, man, on this broadcast. Real talk, man. I love this shit.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, you know, we're going to wait for our guests to get in here. Like I said, we got LA. Now, I think only the one is going to join us because one of the members just had his baby, so congrats to him.
Congrats.
He literally just a little bit ago is a father now. So
that's
you know that you know that I can't think of a better situation to not be on a to not be on a radio station. But until then,
yeah.
We're gonna bang some music. I got my Jody and fam in the house. I'm gonna go to this Lords in the Underground. You can check out. Exclusive DJ Lord Jazz interview on the premiere issue of Die Fool magazine. You already know how it goes down. Like a Drug featuring Redman, Die Fool Radio.
yo, Mr. Funky, what's good? Do it all. What's good, my nigga?
Hello.
I like this man.
Yeah, man. Me too.
Redman in the building. Let's get this shit jumping off.
Yeah.
It goes down. Now, that Lords of the Underground album, I'm going to tell you right now, dope. Produced by Marley Marl. Come on. What's up with these now, you know, these dudes really coming back with producers like that, like, you know, Cormega. You know, come on, man. The OG producers doing the whole album, conceptually doing this, a beautiful thing. Man, we rocking on 424.4 Radio. What's happening with you?
What's up with you, man?
You already know, man, we having a beautiful, beautiful night tonight. As long with you guys, we got an addition to the family tonight.
Yeah,
that's
what's
So tell these people real quick who we're speaking with, and then obviously we only got, you know, one half of the people. But go ahead and tell these people who you are.
Smoke One and Wes.
Yeah, Young Wes.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, let me tell you, music coming out today. You guys dropped an album today, correct?
Yeah.
Tell these little, tell these people a little bit about the project. What's it called? Where they can find it? We're definitely going to get some tunes. I know, like I said, there was a baby born to y'all family today, so we couldn't get the music, but we'll definitely make sure it gets in rotation. But tell these people a little bit about the project and what you guys are doing.
You gonna let them know that? Basically, today we came out with a mixtape. It's called Planet LA. The name of our group is LA to LA for the listeners that don't know. And we came out with hard copies today. It was supposed to touch line online today, but so happened my homeboy had his baby today. So tomorrow we'll be online with it on iTunes, Bad Piff, CD Baby, everywhere. And it's LA, Planet LA.
Planet LA.
And you can't really complain because, I mean, there's not only new CD coming out, a new addition to the family, a beautiful baby, and so it's almost like it meant to be like that. You know what I'm saying? It couldn't worked out better.
For real.
Yeah.
On a good day.
Yeah, that's what's up. I'll go to Smoke real quick. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what really got you in to doing music at the level where, again, iTunes, all major stores, you're doing it big to the day, to the point that you are right now.
Man, I started like maybe 12, 13 years ago in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I've worked with artists like Kevin Gates, Boosie, Young Bleed, mainly all of the artists that blew up big out of Louisiana, Baton Rouge area. I've worked with them. I grew up in the Baton Rouge area, Lil Boosie. So I got a lot of bands, a lot of people that's in the game. And my people out here doing their thing at the Movement Radio. Shout out to Movement Radio. They support us a lot, and they've been helping us out along the way. And everything's been looking good for us so far. And it's going to get better, but right now it's looking good.
Yeah.
So it's like, we working on videos. We shot a video last Saturday, In the morning, we're going to be online with the CD, like iTunes, that PF, everything. So just follow the movement. It's going to pop off.
And I got to give big shout out to the Movement Radio because I went down there and had a blast with everybody, with me and the homie Binky Mac. And had fun sitting in the studio chopping it up. Of course, got into debate, who's the top five and who's this. And it was going back and forth, of course. They put in the time and put the YouTube video out. So big shout out to Boomer Radio because I had a blast over there.
Oh, yeah. And my little partner, Wes, he's part of LA to LA. He's on the phone right now. He kind of helped the history of Binky Mac. And I was trying to put him up on it, but, I really couldn't tell him, how he would know of Binky Mac.
Yeah, well, Binky Mac basically was from a group called All From the Eye. Well, way back in the day, and I'm going to screw up the name, apologies, he yells at me every time I do this, but Binky Mac and Mac 10 had a group together that was called, I want to say, First Amendment or Fifth Amendment or something like that. And they started doing music with a lot of people around there and doing their thing, and eventually came across Cube, and that's when Cube really got kind of, West Side Connection going and stuff like that, but made a group called All From the Eye, which was Squeak Woo and Binky Mac. And they were, from Inglewood, obviously, out here. And they had the single that they had in 98 was called County Jail. And it was, their debut album was crazy dope. I mean, there definitely are some OG West Coast, veterans. And Binky Mac,
yeah,
in production for Cube. I know on the Bow Down album, one of the beats he did there was Critics of New York. That was a Binky Mac beat. And Binky Mac ended up producing for, all sorts of people all over the board through the West Coast. So they're definitely, some OGs that have definitely got some great stories and have been there and done that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, now that you mention, those names, them are OG West Coast names, you feel me? Like Mac 10, Ice Cube,
You feel me? I'm the youngest in the circle of L.A. to L.A. So it's like I'm like glad and appreciative I get the history I do. You feel me? But like one of the producers from the camp was basically telling me how he produced beats. Inky Mac was a producer or whatever. I didn't know that, so that turned me on too or whatever. So I just gotta listen to him more. You feel me? Get in more of the culture. That's all.
Well, and that's the thing too. You know, a lot of people talk about different types of hip hop or rap, and it may not be what they like, but it's always worth to go to try to listen to everybody because if anything, whether you take positive from it or negative from it, it's going to make your music better. Just by it's the brain's a memory muscle. So when you do a beat or write a rap, you're going to learn something from everybody that you listen to, whether you like them or not.
Right.
You know, one of Binky Mac's big things, his work ethic in the studio is pretty dope. Engineering-wise and stuff like that, he definitely does his thing and has a sound. And I think a lot can be learned from that because digitally it's really easy. Not easy to make music. That's the wrong word. But you can have a laptop now and stuff like that. And there's a lot to be learned from when people used to have to do, analog music and the way you used to have to mix and master, not with plugins and stuff like that. So there's a lot to be learned from the old school cats to this day.
Yeah, they actually got a lot done with less stuff we got now today. And still probably sound better, right?
Oh, for sure, for sure. So tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of your start and your role and et cetera, so these people get to know you a little bit better.
I'm Young West. I'm the youngest in the circle, L.A. to L.A. I'm an artist. I'm a rapper. I'm from Compton, California. You feel me? I started messing really well with the group LA to LA when we really got organized like a year or two ago. I used to come around to my cousin's house and I rapped or whatever and I just seen everybody ganging up. So I just went in the studio, did my stuff, and I just been rocking with everybody from that point on. And it seemed like over the time throughout the years, I seen people fall off and I seen us get stronger. So the people that are around me are LA to LA. I say I learned a lot from them, and that just helped me keep me motivated, you feel me? I like to see progression. So it's like now that we actually got the tape dropped, not just the tape, but the hard copies too, you feel me? Professional hard copies with the cover on it and everything is actually, it seems small, like a small step, but every step counts. So I'm just like, as a young, I'm excited to see it.
Well, for sure, because one of the things you got to put in order is the progression, and that progression leads you to conquer another goal or conquer another boundary that you haven't before or conquer this. And when you can physically put something in your hand, I mean, the feeling is miraculous. Even if it's just a CD, it's like, but man, what? I made this CD though. This is here because of me.
Right. Like honestly, I could really say it's crazy because I rap, you feel me, and I've been doing this for some time since 8 years old, and it's now my voice is actually on a real CD, so it's I'm gonna take advantage of the opportunity I got. I believe every day is a new opportunity. You feel me? I'm glad I'm around real people and people that are actually talented in different ways. I like how we can just come together and it seems like we're in harmony or something. You feel me?
Yeah, we also need some L.A. artists on that new we working on a Volume 2 of Planet L.A.
The fans,
they were saying we need features from Los Angeles and features from Louisiana on the next project to make it big. And we was thinking about trying to holler at you, Dawg, and Binky.
You already know I work, homie. You already know I work. And I was going to say real quick, obviously, L.A. to L.A., to give them a little history on that, is obviously you from Louisiana. Now we got Compton in the house. And I'm sure, amongst others, but L.A. to L.A., Louisiana to L.A.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. I'm from Louisiana, Cole and West from Compton, and basically we're trying to link everything in between. Everybody who's fucking with us, everybody who's down to work, really work, because we ain't playing. We're trying to make this happen, really.
Yeah, you feel me? That's all it's about, just really work. You feel me? We from Compton, Los Angeles County, so, L.A. to L.A., he's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, so
Absolutely.
We came together and started doing that. Go ahead.
So obviously the album's dropping, so, you know, that's what's happening right now. But we're getting towards the outskirts of 2014, heading into 2015. What's on the plate for you guys going into this next year?
you want to tell me? We got a solo working on it. We plan on flooding the industry with videos because obviously that's what's getting people hot, the YouTube videos and the Vivos and, you know, all those little stations like that, World Star, just trying to flood our face and our music this year. Next year, you know, this year we really did a lot of groundwork.
Man.
CDs, and next year is really showing up.
Yeah, next year, major projects is coming real soon, so I think next year that's going to be popping.
I was going to say 2015 is going to be an interesting year, not just for independent artists because there's so much, you know, including what you guys got going on right now, but there's so much going on, but even with, like, what's happening with signed artists and this and that, 2015 is going to be mark my words, it's going to be an interesting year for music in general.
Yeah, I agree with you. I can honestly agree with you because honestly, even as a youngin', but just singing music from back in the day, because honestly, when I rap, people say, like, I got, like, sort of a hip-hop style. So just seeing hip-hop and rap and just seeing how it's transitioning and evolving, it's making it more funner. I'm not going to lie. It actually makes it more interesting because, you know, it makes you want to get creative, you know, actually use your mind and step out the box where everybody else did. I feel
exactly.
Like
and I hope
evolving.
More people do that. And we talked about this on the Movement Show. Just the people
right.
To actually do something different. Not you know, and I know he just got dropped. I don't mean to bring up Trinidad James, but not different. Like, just be off the wall fucking different. But I'm talking do something original that's different from what somebody else is doing. Again, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to do anything like that. But just be unique. Put some substance in your music. You know, feed off of something.
We have a new song that I feel so strongly about. We got a bilingual song, and it's really a banger. On the new CD, number 5, is like half Spanish, half, you know, English, and it's real, real catchy. It's real dope. The beat, everything, is 100.
Yeah. Real different.
So tell the people again real quick the name of the album and everything and how they can find it tomorrow on iTunes. Again, there can't be a better situation than to have a baby born into the family and have people wait a day because, you know, tomorrow it can be their It's a Boy or It's a Girl cigar as they listen to your CD, you know what I'm saying? But tell them again the name and definitely a little bit more information so they to make sure heard you correctly.
The album is called Planet L.A., Volume 1.
Mm-hmm.
Name of the group, L.A. to L.A., Planet L.A. Music Groups.
That's what's up. And for the people listening, it's L.A., the number 2, L.A. So very simple.
Yeah.
You don't have to write that down. You don't have to set a reminder. You don't have to do nothing. You just go on iTunes and type that in. You'll be able to find it. You know what I'm saying? So very exciting times for you guys. You know, let's definitely have you back on, obviously, when Cole can make it and, you know, we can have a little roundtable discussion or whatever you might call it and catch up with him, especially with his new venture with Fatherhood. And,
Shout out to Cole.
And then we can get some, you know, then get some feedback because then now, you know, we get you guys back on. The album's already been out for a little bit and, you know, can definitely see what trends are happening and whatnot. So, mm-hmm. You know, let's keep it moving. Any last shout-outs from y'all?
No. Shout out to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, New Orleans, Louisiana. My little brother, Quick Badass, just signed with Boosie Badass. He said, I'm going to be out like next month. I'm going to be on that, you know. Just all my L.A. people, Compton, Watts, Long Beach, everybody, you know. Salute.
Man, I just want to say shout out to y'all for giving us the opportunity to come on the show. If it was just to talk. Over the show, that's truly a privilege. But I want to say shout out, you know, L.A. to L.A. Shout out to Cole One playing Fatherhood. But last but not least, you feel me, shout out to the town. Shout out to Comptown, Compton, you feel me? That's what it is.
Absolutely. And shout out to y'all. We wish you plenty of success with this project, man. And definitely, you know, when you talk to Cold One, make sure I get the track so I can start, you know, getting in my rotation even before you guys come back on the show. Because at any time, you guys can have callers call up the show. I'm on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays and say, hey, I want to hear, you know, whoop-de-whoop off of L.A. to L.A., and we'll keep it in rotation. So be sure to still give me them tracks.
Okay. I appreciate it, man. You'll have some tracks in your email tomorrow, man. Thanks again.
Perfect, perfect. Y'all have a blessed night. Much success to you, and we'll be talking to you guys very soon to see what the project's doing.
Oh, man. Appreciate it again.
All right. That's
stay up. Thanks.
Everybody stay up, man. Everybody be safe. L.A. to L.A. in the house. You know what I'm saying? That's what we have on here on Dot 4 Radio. Great conversation. You already know how it goes down. I'm going to go into a little bit of music here. Dot 4 Radio. Come on.
Insight, because that's what you do. But you know, from my opinion, this camera speaking, I feel like the numbers are rigged. I feel like the numbers been rigged for quite some time. Like, after everything went digital, I feel like it's all rigged. So, you know, the way I look at it, you know, and maybe it'll come out one day. You know, these numbers are rigged. You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. But ultimately, like I said, once again, when you look at the lineup, you know, G-Rap, you know what I mean? Chatty, you know, Buster, Tito, Keisha. I mean, when you add up, and you know, I throw Tito in there to Antoine's.
It ain't no excuse, it's the truth. We never had a chance, cause the enemy's not human. Bite off more than you could chew then. So good and bad opportunities, I ruined them both. What you be about, Lord? Ayo, I be about Tiamat's law. Before the Great War was destroyed, knowledge, wisdom, understanding. Amnesia pre-planning, native tribes slaughtered by cannons. Didn't wanna listen when I told you, now you eat soybean tofu. Look what you go through, the faggot wants to be accepted. The Antichrist is erected, the whole world changed perspective. Gaddafi had a golden gun, China got 250 quadrillion golden tons. American confidence is waning, patriots complaining. Drones in the sky filming terrorist training. The white man's mad cause the white man is selling out the white man. Now you know shit is bad, the Asian man got computers that don't subtract, they just add up. While the Arab man is still pulling dagger, them rednecks from Santa Ana reach for their hammer. Blam, blam, blammer, look straight into the camera. Jenny Lake, Wyoming, camping, the stars that dance, starlight skies, dreadnoughts, commander. Homo cobra capensis, long pincers, like a mantis. Early Appalachia, Atlantis, Baalbek, broad shoulders, throw boulders to the four corners. When I'm around, they start talking. Knuckle dragon monkey thinks he knows something, you don't know nothing. The Iron Man suit is on tussin'. The nation sinks into a cesspool of sensation. Automated Jamaican simulations, I'm stimulated. Eviscerated, well shaven, when he's dead, cremate him. Make sure you say his rhymes verbatim. I'ma put you in rehab, punch you in your fucking beanbag, and go have myself a nice steam bath. You don't want the wrath, the black Charlie McGrath. I sprinkle glass on the grass before they raided my path. Pull up the customer case while I fuck your face. Negotiate, how much does your 1099 make? Yeah, I like jogging in place, Martin Luther speech every day, cause I had to have a dream anyway. Camelback break, ice cold water on a dry lake, not bad for a primitive primate, huh? Dark project research manager cannabis. In the 90s, I created a neurosampler, nanonuclear waves, non-particle. You the MCO in charge of this group? Let me talk to you. Rap this, rap that, come on cannabis, just rap. The whole world happy cannabis back. 1,000 bars plus tax, I know you love that. You little muskrats, doing jumping jacks on the track. Be quiet, something is watching us, influencing our consciousness, falsely encouraging us, stopping us, they can't live without you, but they say we need more time. I quietly replied, time is up. I rhymed enough, uncoiled beat fields, D1, 2, and 3. The beast from the east will not yield. The time wars, samurai swords, pantomime. Record minds like mine, not minds like yours. If language is a virus, Jermaine is timeless. Simply put, Jermaine is a syllable scientist. In comparison, I pale to creatures with scaled claws and tails, laser weapons hanging off of their belts, with the wings in the eyes of an eagle. No matter the distance, they see you. Put your hand. stands where they can see you. Reach your thoughts like an NSA paralegal. Power to the people. I wish I had the power to defeat you. The Hebrew has no equal technology. He has the keys to a breakaway speech to leave you. The psycho psychic hypersensitive see-through. Says the veil's too thick for human beings to see through. They don't need to let you know that they don't need you. All you need to know is that they came from the Hebrew. Nimrod wants his gold and he's coming to get it. And that's why he's worshipped by the ones that collect it. I can motion vector long enough to hold that scepter. I'm the protector. Hip-hop's out the successor. Kick your ass all over the battlefield. It was my pleasure. And we can do it again. Whenever.
You know, at one point or another, you know, so, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. But well, we had bigger plans after that, but it's like that team didn't seem like they wanted it. They thought maybe that they were going to take it from there and beat, you know, I don't know. Like, you know, Aftermath and sell 20 million records. I don't know what they was thinking. You know? Anybody that went on YouTube and was running their mouth, I don't know what they was thinking. You know? Because I didn't see nothing happen from it. What they did, I didn't see nothing happen from it. I mean, Mac can tell you we had phone calls from big dogs telling us what they...
I was raised to the sound of the 70s, earth, wind, and fire sounded so heavenly. Ohio players and Curtis Mayfield, Aretha Franklin's picture on a playbill, Al Green in a tight suit, all white, Minnie Ripper saying high notes all night. Mom's even had a box full of 45s, put the needle down, yeah, that sounds sort of live. Sound like the kind of groove I could rap over. Got drunk off the beat and I was back sober. Bring that part back, yeah, I'ma murder that. Donnie Hat on a track with Roberta Flack.
High record in the what?
In the bag.
Sneak him out but she noticed that they gone.
Gotta think.
I don't know. Should I rap off my mom's favorite song?
Better hope I don't scratch it or that's it. I'ma get my ass kicked, that's a classic. Can't explain that I was just borrowing it. Mom's on a rampage looking for a parliament. And Donnie Hathaway feeling like a castaway. Hiding in grandmom's room more than half the day. If I tell her that a parliament at Brian crib and nobody home now, I'ma be a crying kid. But it's seeming like I'm safe for the time being. My uncle getting all the blame for what I'm seeing. I just gotta lay low like a snake belly. It's a sticky situation like grape jelly. I'm on the Titanic or some other boat. Got my mother and a brother at each other's throat.
Marvin!
What?
Why you bothering my record?
I ain't touch your
I
record.
I know you was in
I
my
ain't
record.
I nothing with your record.
I know I
you better hope mommy never find out. Cause if she does, then that's your ass. You know damn well, if you touch one and you get caught, that'll be your last.
And the year is...
The final act. Brian's at the door with a black and red knapsack. Came to bring the vinyl back. I put it back before anybody notices. He said close call. I said yeah, I noticed it. But I got away with it like the perfect crime. And made the fresh tape. Man, it was worth the time. And aggravation and stress almost made a mess. She'd have found out it's me, she would have laid the rest. But I'm over like a fat rat. That was smart, it's a good thing you hit him in that backpack. It feels so good to get that out the way. Now I'm out the door, back out to play. I'm about to say, these are the good times like Chic. And then I hear my mom shriek.
Duval, get back in here. How did my record get scratched? I know you did it. Go get my belt.
Come on, Ma.
That's it. Get my belt, now.
Come on, Ma.
Evidence you did it with this one, man.
Fire woman, got you.
We have to take it back. A 1-2, all brand new would be the Black Joe. Niggas can't fuck with my build, how I maneuver through. Licking off at your Subaru, and my bark turns spit bulls to Scooby-Doo. That's how I do, 16 shells right through the Mountain Dew. Into your home and invade it, on some Malcolm Little. Era of Detroit red, in the streets for bread. Pose a threat and get beat in the head. Put your whole team in the spread, pump lead. Out on the rough edge, and use a suspect, nuff said. Blood on my blood, sipping out the cups red. For trusting fans, I'm putting niggas up in special ed. Fast with it when I spit the acidic. Just make sure your ass ain't in it when it disintegrates. You know the code, we do it all for the new and all for the crew. But this is what I want you to do. Hands up, I wanna hear everybody get. Watch his body turn stiff soon after shotty spit. Your niggas better make some noise, your niggas better get. I present this food to you as medicine. My whole team go to extreme, blow the steam. This is codeine for the fiends, but I don't sip lean. For my siblings, I sew up scenes. Bitch mean, get green enough to get you out them sew up jeans. The man with the full fifth and commando clips. With all that Rambo shit is up a land throw piss. Now you roped in, evidence was laid on the beat. And all the followers got caught up in the Asian sea. No doubt. What I cook up is straight up flavory. Major League's praising me, but they just wanna appraisal me. But you can never 4,080 me. With the power of 80 me, I play the streets, playing for keeps. All day slaying your peeps, and now I got your man saying you weak. I'm doing more than just MCing. I'm exploring regions. The more stress on the brain, yo, the more the reason. The more feeling the pain leads to more thieving. My various blends was even more even. Ran through many legions amongst the prestigious plus heathens. MCs, you still just feeding. Sacrificial stakes to feed us like fajitas. And ladies love to see it, so just watch out for your meters. You know the code, cause it's all for the new. And on the 1-2, this is what I want you to do. A 1-2. Hands up, I wanna hear everybody get. Watch his body turn stiff soon after shotty spit. Your niggas better make some noise. Niggas better get. I present this food to you as medicine.
Yeah. I brought y'all that pure coke. That medicine right there, you know what I'm saying?
Vital book full of medicine it generates. Vital book full of medicine. Book full of medicine. Vital book full of medicine it generate mills. Book full of medicine. Medicine and generate mills.
This is my power. This is my crown. I'm the king of secrets, Tom. I know what city councilman is doing lines. I know who's selling contracts. I own them. Even the chief is in my pocket, Tom. How do you think that I've been able to protect you all these years? What do you think it is that you're doing? All these missions. How do you think that you're able to touch the untouchable?
This ain't what you want, I promise you this. You know we ain't for the bullshit when the drama get lit. See them gangsters around me, we all trying to get chips. Probably out catching the pick or a homo to this. This ain't what you want, I promise you that. We don't fuck with no snitches, we don't like no rats. See them gangsters around me, they riding for scratch. Niggas, so you can get it too if you ride with that. Nigga, this ain't what you want.
Look, I got some razor blade back, so stay back. My dude E got stab wounds, looking like bacon on his back. Y'all image panties and briefs, I scrimmage pads in my cleats. Milk bones, apocalypto, Indian dragon, the chiefs. Ain't used to a lot of gifts, grown used to locking my lips. Been abusing a lot of fists, I'm confused by the politics. I spit the logical tussle, swallow the hollow guzzle. Follow optimal slogans of hustle for pocket muscle. Seen dudes got their hands chopped off for selling rocks off. Stop court, everybody go free, the dirty cops fall. Milk and murder ain't the knockoffs, we talking hot sauce. Addressing us, you must have got lost, you just got dropped off. You should have kept your ass in a cab, practicing jazz. I got dudes before they go to trial, ready packing their bags. Yo, son's acting a fag, it's a non-retractable flag. Reach for heat, grabbing his ass, even gun activists laugh.
You say what you want, I promise you this. You know we ain't for the bullshit. When the drama get lit, see them gangsters around me, we all trying to get chips. Probably out catching the pick or a homo to this. This ain't what you want, I promise you that. We don't fuck with no snitches, we don't like no rats. The gangsters around me, they riding for scratch, nigga. So you can get it too, if you riding with that, nigga. This ain't what you want.
Your rap's based off fiction, mine's based off facts.
Yeah.
I run around with them killers, you run around with rats. I smell them seeds in y'all weed when y'all niggas light it up.
Right.
We ran to train on them bitches, y'all niggas wiped them up.
Woo.
In my hood, niggas with no heart don't last.
Nah.
You can't hustle over here if your gun don't blast.
Black.
You're good at being the square, get a 9-to-5. Stop acting like you blood dog, repping that 5. Soft niggas act hard until they get locked up and find themselves behind bars in the yard. Standing all close to the guards, scared to death, they'll walk, get they face scarred. Them Brooklyn niggas riling upstate,
yeah.
Them niggas sent you home with an extra smile in your face.
Yeah.
You know them lame niggas can't do a bit. This for niggas that's locked up, had a baby and never seen their kid.
Salute!
This ain't what you want, I promise you this. You know we ain't for the bullshit. When the drama get lit, see them gangsters around me, we all trying to get chips. Probably out catching the pick or a homo to this. This ain't what you want, I promise you that. We don't fuck with no snitches, we don't like no rats.
Nah.
The gangsters around me, they riding for scratch, nigga. So you can get it too, if you ride with that, nigga. This ain't what you want, I promise you this. You know we ain't for the bullshit. When the drama get lit, see them gangsters around me, we all trying to get chips. Probably out catching the big or a homo to this. This ain't what you want, I promise you that. We don't fuck with no snitches, we don't like no rats.
Nah.
The gangsters around me, they riding for scratch, nigga. So you can get it too, if you ride with that, nigga. This ain't what you want.
What it do? This is Stickman from Dead Presidents, RBG Fit Club. Salute. If you ain't got nothing to live for, you ain't got nothing to die for. Turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit.
Yeah. It's for my brother, Tony Tut. Dead Prez. The police.
You couldn't never understand how my mind ticks. I'm on some old school crime shit where niggas hold tools and keep the dimes lit. Ain't no rules when these iron shots is thrown. Done this heat burn through your flesh, straight to the bones. I reach for the Buddha session zone. I probably have a future of stress, stay depressed and be alone. But as far as the present time is on, I represent mine till I return to the essence and I'm dead and gone. Nobody wanna be broke and you leave or put me on the corner. Watch me catch a quick case of cream fever. If you be popping shit, my niggas won't believe you. Probably punch in your face and take your wallet when we see ya. But trying to get deeper, I'm running with a click that's being hunted by the Grim Reaper. So all my niggas in the man keeper, let your situation be a teacher. Ain't nothing like an education. When I was locked down, I learned about patience and dedication. And not to say shit unless you need a motherfucking facelift. And as a youth, I was an outcast, running around with Pelagons, playing war. But now it's all about cash, so say no more. I keep it raw, keep it done. I go to hell with a slug in my jaw, for I obey they law. And love, it ain't no secret. My previous lifestyle, juvenile delinquent, devious night prowl was frequent. Creeping, reach for your shit, don't even think it. Nigga, get slick and try to cock it. Unless you want your face shot, drop it. Crime rule the world and ain't a jake that can stop it. I'm caught up.
Yo, turn the beat up a little, I'ma stand back for the mic a little bit. Yo, life for me's a flashback. When I think back to the past that enabled me to still do what I do with the drop of a hat. Dead or in jail if it wasn't for rap. Or a federal cell, growing up a young black male. My decisions were my own, I'm blessed and I get fed from a silver spoon. It might have spoiled my goals. My debut, it came straight from the soul. To tell it how a seed on blinder with mind control. Could have easily adapted to trends, chasing them ends, which is today's cardinal sin. Start of the end. Out number two, Jewel's guarding me praise. And solidify my spot as a force to be reckoned. Now diehards checking for me, showing me love when I'm out and about. Cars pass shouting me out. Things get to clicking with vinyl with CD. Start moving, change is looming, time consuming, huh? With a slight edge of popularity comes with a taste of power that can fuck up your head. Moved on to my third LP. Bon Appetit was a miss. Failure, that was the talk in the streets. I took it as a slap in the face. Overnight love turned to hate. Put me in a whole nother space. Always been an anti-nigga.
Now look at the games, the same bunch of widows. Without saying names, the weak you accept as your hero. Take away the music, listen to my acapellas. My shit is art with textures, depth, and colors in it. Love and pain combined with real feelings. Highs and lows so vivid, it'll touch your spirit. When it's my time from this world to move on, an angelic voice will be heard singing this very song.
On deck, 5FC, Black Moon on deck, was good, chillin'.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Dipo Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Dipo Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Dipo Radio.
Shout out to Dipo Radio, the kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die for radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Die for radio.
Yo, what's rockin'?
Die for radio.